Well, Gavin, looking ahead to the second leg of the promotion relegation playoff, as we heard Ollie Horgan say in the aftermath of the victory on Monday night, they're going to have to be a lot better away from home. Do you feel that will need to be the case on Friday night?
Yeah, I think so. I think that Limerick will be at home, will be expecting to get a goal or two. I think the way the game panned out the other night, Harps had to defend for long periods, and if they do that in the Market Field, I would expect Limerick to probably open them up a bit more and get create chances. So I don't think Harps can be as defensive or give as much away possession as they did on Monday, or else they'll be looking for baller, you know.
Yeah, well, if that goal does come from Limerick, it's certainly going to open the whole thing up, so it is.
It would. I'm sure Ollie's game plan on Friday will be to keep it tight, to play the game in periods of 15-20 minutes and get through that without conceding and see how it goes, because at the minute it looks like Harps are down to the bare bones, so he doesn't have a lot of options in terms of squad depth. So we're probably likely to see more or less the same 11 or 12 players that were used, so it's going to be a huge test for them.
And I suppose as well, the longer that you can keep it at 0-0, the more frustrated Limerick are going to get, which is could only benefit Harps.
Exactly, and then the game will get erratic, and when it does, that will suit Harps, and the game, they'll hopefully slow the game up and break it down as they done on Monday night and held out for the clean sheet, which will be exactly what they'll want to do. But they'll want to get a bit more possession and play higher up the pitch than they did on Monday.
I suppose Limerick are going to go into the game thinking that Harps are going to come and be defensive. What sort of rabbit out of the hat can Ollie pull if they're going to try and get a goal early on in this? One of us going to come?
Yeah, that's possibly Limerick will feel that way. I can't see any other way but Harps going down there to be solid and to try and not concede and maybe score, get use my place and Nathan Boyle's pace on the break. I don't think he has a lot of other players available with much pace, so I think what we've seen on Monday night will be more of the same from Van Harps.
Yeah. Just finally then, Gavin, Harps very much capable of holding out here and possibly even going on to take a win on the road, and as you well know, anything can happen in football.
Anything can happen. If I was a betting man, I think Harps will go through. I think they've got a war-winning mentality and a more togetherness than that Limerick side has. I think Limerick have only won 7 games all season, so that doesn't give them confidence or doesn't give them belief in their group that they can win football matches. So, and I think Harps are unbeaten in 12 or 13, so that breeds a lot of confidence within our group as well. And I'm hoping and confident that Van Harps will go down and do his job on Friday.